Millions of refugees fleeing Somalia have created a humanitarian crisis in East Africa. Severe droughts have contributed to a surge in people leaving the war-torn nation for neighboring Kenya in search of help. Some families walk through sand and searing heat for more than a month, looking for food, water, and shelter in refugee camps across the border. Red Cross Press Officer Yves Van Loo says the situation is drastic.
Situation is pretty bad because the people they are fleeing the drought that started last October still have devastating effects on those people. So they lost their harvest, the one who had cattle lost it too, and they have no place to go to Ethiopia or Kenya. It's difficult since they have front lines to cross, and in the borders it's not that easy to cross. So the only option they have is to go to Mogadishu. But as you know, Mogadishu is still on the fighting, and the government is still weak to provide them with essential services. So they can get some water, they can get some food, but it's very, very difficult. And we can see that statistically the rate of malnutrition is still on the rise, and many are dying.
What is being done right now to help the refugees?
In Mogadishu, I mean, there are a few organizations, and I know so that the government is trying to do its best. And we could see that in certain points, you still have water running from tap, that the water is provided to some of them every day. And then you have a few organizations providing its food. What the ICRC is doing in the south, we are focusing now on constructing more deep wells that can help the people to support the effect of the drought. Because when you have a borehole or a deep well, normally you will have water for the whole year. And besides this, now we are also helping the farmers to produce off-season. So we give them tools, we give them seeds in all area where you have water. So basically in the Shabelle and the Juba rivers. But it's far from being enough.
Okay, and what more can the international community do to help improve the situation there?
But we need to have more people working in Somalia. The situation is very dramatic, and the Somali population normally knows how to deal with drought and flooding, and this is something that is happening for centuries in the country. But this year, what is exceptional is that the drought is hitting the country, the whole country. And now most of the people from the south, I mean, they are trapped also in the front, between the front lines, that make the situation worse. There are too few organizations working in Somalia, and you need to have more organization to help those people.